I still dream, every night, of Polneath on fire. Smoke unravelling from an upper window, and the terrace bathed in a hectic orange light. And every morning I wake, convinced that Tim is under my bed. 30 years have elapsed since the business at Polneath. I have married Richard, given birth to Tim, mothered him, and watched him grow. But I see now that the decision I made at Polneath was the only decision of my life. Everything marred in that one dark minute. I have got as far as I can now with writing it down, but the dream will not shift, and the feeling of Tim beneath the bed every morning grows, if anything, more distinct. I suspect it is because the Polneath business is not finished still. Not yet.